Magnetar wind-driven shock breakout emission after double neutron star mergers, the effect of the anisotropy of the merger ejector, by Guang Le Wu et al. A rapidly rotating and highly magnetized remnant neutron star, NS, magnetar, could survive from a merger of double NSs and drive a powerful relativistic wind. The early interaction of this wind with the previous merger ejector can lead to shock breakout, SBO, emission mainly in ultraviolet and soft X-ray bands, which provides an observational signature for the existence of the remnant magnetar. Here we investigate the effect of an anisotropic structure of the merger ejector on the SBO emission. It is found that bolometric light curve of the SBO emission can be broadened, since the SBO can occur at different times for different directions. In more detail, the profile of the SBO light curve can be highly dependent on the ejector structure and, thus, we can in principle use the SBO light curves to probe the structure of the merger ejector in future. This was, magnetar wind-driven shock breakout emission after double neutron star mergers, the effect of the anisotropy of the merger ejector, by Guang Le Wu et al.